Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to the free food and medicine portion of the podcast.
Yeah. Marcus Rothgren should have played automatically, and I don't know why this thing ain't working right.
Well, this is brand new, folks. This is an experiment.
That it is.
Those that are listening to the DD&D podcast, this is the free food and medicine portion. For the next half hour, we should be talking about things like mullein. And it's in this very minute. All right, so we decided on mullein because we got a lot of friends. Well, I decided on mullein. I don't know why Kano decided on mullein. But I decided on mullein because we have a lot of friends who smoke. And as a result, have various lung problems and breathing problems and things like that. And there's actually lots of things mullein's good for other than just your lungs, but that was my main focus. I was trying to study up on it, but unfortunately life caught up with me and I didn't get very far. Kano, did you know that mullein has more than just yellow flowers?
No.
Yeah, it's actually got a variety of different colors. It's been domesticated. Now, we're used to the wild mullein that grows out in the field, and most people call it a weed. All right? But it actually, it's in the same family as snapdragons. And it has all the same colors that snapdragon flowers have. Yeah, this semi-truck driver probably loves me. I just passed him on his blind side.
I'm listening to you right after I listen to you.
Ouch. That's not good. That means you're getting an echo. Anyway,
I'm trying to get to the section where I can edit this. It's not letting me.
Right.
Like the control setting.
Okay. As long as you don't cut us off.
Yeah, I'm trying not to, because it'll really mess things up. But there's a spot in there where I can go ahead and play Marcus Rothgren if I can get in there, and it's not letting me in there.
Okay. Well, if you successfully get to that, let me know, and I'll shut up.
All right. So, mullein.
Yeah, mullein was brought over here from Europe, where it grows naturally. It's pretty much been spread over the entire world. It originally brought over here for its medicinal properties, but it was also used for its decorative garden features. And I didn't know there's actually lots and lots of different varieties of mullein out there. So I'll be looking for the different colors of mullein now. But out in the wild, it basically is that tall yellow stalk with the velvety leaves at the base. You know, it's most farmers think it's a weed. But... yeah, you any part of it, but especially the leaves. Take the leaves and dry them and make tea from it, and it's good for soothing your scratchy throat. It's it'll actually help with your lung health, and it'll help you expel poisons and toxins in your lung. Not that I recommend this, but if you're a smoker, you may consider, especially if you roll your own cigarettes, you may consider cutting your tobacco with a small percentage of mullein and build it up until you're at 100%. Now, I'm told from people who've done this, the first 2 weeks, if you just go straight mullein, the first 2 weeks smoking it, you're going to go through hell. All right? But you're going to spit up all the black tar, all the green mucus and strange colors that are trapped in your lungs. All that stuff's going to come out. You know, I would think you would do a better job by drinking the tea, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe you need to smoke it to get this effect. I don't know. But they've reported it cleans out their lungs, and then it makes it a lot easier for them to give up smoking. So, just a suggestion, not something I've personally tried. I'm not a smoker. So I do know.
He's a midnight toker.
Yeah. I do know that when I have trouble breathing, you know, congestion, clogged nose, whatever, Mullen tea will clear me up real quick.
There you go.
So. Woohoo, I'm in Illinois.
All right, you're almost there.
I'm almost there.
Yeah, speaking of lungs, we just learned tonight that chickweed is good for respiratory problems as well. I don't know if you want to smoke chickweed, but you can eat it.
No, I don't think you really want to smoke anything, but there are better things to smoke than tobacco if you're going to smoke.
Like marijuana.
Marijuana.
Or opium.
Yeah, what did the Hobbit smoke?
What did the Hobbits smoke?
Yeah, they smoked something different. They'd pick it out in the field and smoke it. But they never named it, as far as I know.
Green tea.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, it's saying I need to exit in 0.9 miles.
Yeah. And then turn right again into the yard. You'll see our tanks right there when you
don't stop at Hardee's first.
That's up to you, but you might stop there on the way back. If they're open.
Okay, so this exit looks like it's on a bridge.
Yeah.
What a strange place to put an exit.
Yeah. It's a strange exit.
Well, judging by the person who just changed lanes the same time I did, I think your mom is pretty much right behind me. But she's not tailgating me anymore. What?
There's a Blog Talk Radio. It says, ask herbal health expert Susan Weed. She probably changed her last name to Weed.
Well, we'll have to interview her.
I'm going to change my last name to Weed. Kano Weed. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Right. And then you'd be your own police. Because you got the hat for it. The weed police.
Oh, this is weird.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's your mom right behind me.
Herbal Oops. Expert Susan Weed and Pussy Church Sister Dandelion.
I think they changed their names.
Yeah, I think so.
Those are some interesting names.
Definitely.
Oh, my. The Sun Motel.
Oh, pussy lion.
Right.
All right. I'm changing my last name to Joanna. Kano Joanna.
Kano Joanna? Okay, your mom is trying to call me.
All right. Yeah. I don't know what to do about that.
You can go
and click over and then click back. I'll keep talking about Mullen and Chickweed and Joanna.
Just before, and I just passed my turn. It says I arrived at my destination.
Yeah, right after the railroad tracks, you'll see the tanks on the right, and you turn right.
And I think that's why your mom was trying to call me.
Because you were not paying attention. It's okay.
Well, no, I was paying attention, but my mapper did not tell me to turn there. It just simply told me I arrived after I passed it up.
Yeah, but I only told you three times. No!
Hey, there's a sign that says railroad crossing, but I didn't see no railroad.
I'm just a stupid truck driver. I don't know anything.
That's right, you are.
You didn't see a railroad crossing, and you crossed the railroad track, and you didn't see it.
I saw it.
Lies. You should run for office.
Yeah, I was lying. I was trying to save face, but I saw the railroad tracks.
If you're a good liar, you should run for political office or not.
I'm a lousy liar.
Because we don't need any more liars in government. But anyway, Mullen and Chickweed. Mullen, Dr. Christopher also added Mullen to his BF and CT blend.
Yeah, that would make sense from what...
Chickweed is good for inflammation and good for general health.
Where do you want me to put your pickup?
This is not a good time for this.
I know. I tell you what, I'll park it, we'll finish your podcast, and then you can tell me.
You see where the bobtails are? Up against the fence?
Let's just do the podcast.
Just park it with the bobtails up against the fence. It's fine.
Okay.
That's what
you smell like
said.
A dog.
You got my truck smelling like a dog?
No, I got a dog smelling like a dog.
My
she just
truck
woke up.
Smell
she's
like
got
cats.
No, it's gonna smell like dog breath.
Okay, time to break out the essential oils. Okay. Anyways. Patchouli.
Don't shake your glue all over Kano's.
Patchouli and cat litter.
Yeah, that's
my
not,
favorite smell.
That's not Mullen.
Mullen. All right, let's Google Mullen. I already have. All right. Mullen as herbal treatments. Mullen. Oh, okay. The scientific word is a. Okay, never mind. It's giving the history on it. Okay, hang on a second. Well, you can Google Mullen. Mullein. It's got a lot of health benefits. Primarily, we know it as being good for the lungs. That's typically what mullein is used for. But every herb has multiple benefits.
That's what we typically use it for, to be honest.
Other people probably use it for other things. But
it's used for a lot of things. It's also used for skin rashes and things like that.
There you go. So one of its common knowledge uses is for the lungs. That's what most people, whenever I talk to them about mullein, they've heard about mullein in the past. most people that I know it as good for the lungs.
Right, and to be honest, that's why I brought it up, because it's
right.
a good basic. You know, lots of people have lung problems right. because they're excuse me, they're smokers or they're exposed to harsh chemicals and things like that all the time, and their lungs are affected.
Good. I can't describe the flavor, but it's really good, and you can make a good tea out of it. It's not like some of the other weeds that have like a weird or bitter taste to it. It actually tastes really good. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, folks, and I'm sneezing. I could use some mullein tea right now.
There you go. Let's see here. Its number one use is for bronchitis, emphysema, and asthma. Second is it's an anti-inflammatory, treats cold sores and coughs. Third, I can't pronounce all that. Thyroid gland. It's good for the thyroid.
Yeah, your mom's going to bug me, and I'm going to ignore her.
I don't pee.
Well, then go pee.
There's no place to pee in here.
Well, I'll be right here. Come back.
I'll text you
There's
the
a Hardee's
password.
Just up the corner.
I'll text you the password to get in the building.
Okay. He's texting you the password to get in.
Oh, I can go in there?
That side door. Okay. This is the password.
Yeah, text it to your mom.
So anyways, okay, so it's good for the thyroid. Also, good for cold sores, good for colds, coughs. It's an anti-inflammatory. But yeah, it's typically the first thing on the list was basically bronchitis, emphysema, asthma.
Here you go. Okay, I found it in Rosecrans' book.
There you go.
Mullein. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the scientific name. I will make a point of learning how to pronounce them before the podcast in the future.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Non-addictive narcotic painkiller.
Damn.
Non-addictive. Yeah. All right.
Painkiller.
Non-addictive. Narcotic, okay? Non-addictive narcotic painkiller, all right? Stalk of velvet, soft, fuzzy, gray-green leaves with yellow flowers. Now, that's the wild variety. Okay, there's some domesticated varieties that have red and purple and, you know, whatever. But, you know, the wild variety has yellow flowers. 5 symmetrical petals. Fuzzy leaves get smaller the higher they are on the stem. Yellow-colored 5-petaled flowers show up the second year crowned around tall 8-foot stalk. Entire plant usable. Helps promote sleep. Has curcumin.
Oh, that's good.
Has
it must be in the stalk.
Buridin? I can't even say that. Yeah, curcumin. I thought curcumin was only in ginger.
Turmeric.
Not ginger. Tamarack.
Turmeric.
Yeah, I didn't know. No, I'm sorry. It's not curcumin. It's curmarin. Curmarin.
Now my mom's calling me.
She wants that password.
Minutes. I texted it to her.
She wants that password.
I texted it again.
It might not have worked.
All right, keep going. I'll click over.
Antihistamine, anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, antioxidant, antiviral, antibacterial, cardio. Depressant, estrogenetic fungicide. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. I can't pronounce this one for some reason. Hypnotic? No, that can't be right. Hypnotic. I'm not sure what that means. I'm sorry. I probably pronounced it right the first time. Hypnotic. I don't know what that would mean in this context. All right. A sedative. And as a pesticide. Oil used to destroy germs. Tea used for lungs, bronchitis, asthma, colds, coughs, kidney infections, bleeding of lungs and bowels, diarrhea, gum disease, ulcers, cramps, convulsions, earache, and the lymph system. So it'll help you with your immune system as well. Probably helps clean out the lymph. I don't know. I'll have to look this up. Leaves soothe mucous membranes. Antiviral used for herpes and flu. Anti-tumor. Sedative and slightly narcotic.
Slightly narcotic.
Do not overuse. Yeah, that's a vague instruction. How do you define overuse?
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell Jamie because she's having ear problems. So I'll have her get some Molin oil.
Has she tried hydrogen peroxide drops in her ear?
I'm not sure.
The 3% stuff that you get from the store is just fine for that purpose. You get an eyedropper, and you lie down on one side and drip it in. If you got somebody to help you, let them drip it in.
Okay.
And you'll hear an ever-increasing roar as the bubbles work their way down your ear canal.
Roar.
It will not hurt. It roar. It gets louder and louder as the little popping bubbles approach your eardrum.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it tickles like all get out, but it will not hurt your eardrum.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, yep. Yeah, it just gets in there and bubbles. Did you solve your mom's problem?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, so that's a blurb from Michael Rothkrantz.
Marcus
Rothkrantz, I'm sorry. So...
Yeah, and to go with your Molin, you should be eating some chickweed. Chickweed is good for skin problems, relieves gastrointestinal distress, aids in weight loss, also good for an anti-inflammatory, soothes respiratory problems, and speeds healing. So any kind of problems you have right there, healing. It'll help boost the immune system. But it's also good for the respiratory.
Now, I've got Nature's Sunshine product from A to Z, and I turned to the page on Molin. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, may help soothe the respiratory system, provides lymphatic support. It talks about complementary products. I'm not going to read all of them, but one of them would be marshmallow.
Marshmallow root.
Marshmallow. Yeah, marshmallows are those gelatin things. Yeah.
I call it marshmallow, but yeah, it's marshmallow root.
Yeah, the origin of the name is the same.
Right.
People used to make marshmallow, puffs from the sap of marshmallows, so because that's the one that makes the best fluffy juice. Basically, you're making a meringue, but instead of using egg, you're using the sap from marshmallow.
So if you want a healthy organic marshmallow, there you go.
Yep, and it'll form up nice and hard instead of spongy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, unless you have it semi-raw, like, you know, some people like meringue on top of their lemon pie with, you know, and it's basically egg white semi-raw with lots of sugar in it when it's still fluffy. So.
So besides the mullein, I mean, besides the marshmallow root with the mullein, what else does it say?
Well, it talks about the respiratory pack, but I don't know what herbs are in that. And something called ALI, and again, I don't know what's in that.
Okay.
I think it's ALI. It might be AI1. I'm not sure. I'll have to look it up. But it supports those two products. I mean, Nature Sunshine is talking about their products, all right? And they have a mullein capsule, and what it contains is the mullein leaves, okay? So they just chop it up and stick it in a capsule, which is great because while mullein's great for your lungs and relieves, you know, itchy, whatever, throat, I find that if I eat mullein straight, and it tastes great, the fuzz from the leaves makes me cough.
Oh, yeah.
Which is contrary to what it does for your lungs, but, you know.
Well, drink it as a tea. Here's the
deal. Yeah, in the raw state, eating the leaves straight, we're almost done.
Yeah.
We got a minute and a half.
So, real quick, the marshmallow root benefits are it treats coughs, colds, fights bacterial infections, repairs the gut, prevents leaky gut syndrome, reduces digestive complaints. Heals skin troubles, which that goes with chickweed, because chickweed's good for skin problems. And lowers inflammation. So there you
go.
It's also good for inflammation.
All right, I hate to put you on the spot.
And supports heart health.
Yep.
And reduces water retention. Okay. So... this is about to end. So if you want to hear the rest of this, go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com or ManicMondayPodcast.com.
Very good.
All right.
So,
10 seconds.
So we'll talk to you about health issues next week.
Next week. And on the Manic Monday Podcast.
All right.
Cut us off.
So good night to you Blog Talk listeners.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much.
All righty. So has it cut us off?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's see here. Should have cut us off automatically. Block Talk Radio.
Yeah, we kind of need some automated system that'll do that to us.
We do.
So we can do commercial breaks and all that and other interesting and fabulous stuff. Anyway, for you folks who are still listening to us, probably listening to the recording of this, we just finished our Blog Talk Radio portion, which gives us, you know, 30 minutes a week. And it was an experiment, and I think we'll continue in it, I'm sure. And we're going to do our health talk, free food and medicine, till we come up with a better name. And guess, you know, just making sure I'm not leaving anything in your pickup.